Holy moly, welcome back to another episode of the Traveling Principles Show. We are coming at you every day this week talking about assessments. Yesterday we broke down the importance of using assessments as a part of your process, you guys. Using your assessments as a part of your process. My name is Joe Colossi. I am your traveling principal. We're going to be talking about today variations of assessments that can be used, and as well the importance of feedback in assessments. And I wanted to dedicate an entire day to just that topic. Tomorrow we're going to be diving into data-driven assessments. Then we'll get into empowering students through assessments. And we'll finish off the week with refining evaluation and collaboration via assessments. Because what's more important than talking about assessments and evaluation when we're talking about topics in education, you guys? So enjoy today's show, all things variations and feedback importance when we're talking about assessments. Enjoy, you guys. All right, you guys. So we are talking about all kinds of different assessments today, using a wide range of formative and summative assessment methods ensures that students have different ways to demonstrate their learning, okay? Every student is unique, and our assessment should reflect that. So whether it's a project or a presentation or a written exam, the more variations that you have available, the better. What good is an assessment if the feedback isn't timely or constructive? And students need that feedback that is accurate, again, very clear and constructive, and delivered on time. So we all know, and we all have been as teachers, to where you've had stacks that you got to get to, right? Stacks like Bond in GoldenEye in an And what was it? Nintendo 64. Holy cow. But nonetheless, you had stacks. And then eventually you got to them and you gave them back, but they were not used to modify instruction, therefore moving forward. And I know that it's a challenge. Sometimes I challenge teachers to not have to grade so much by maybe perhaps getting a little swap on, but we'll get into that. Right? But giving that feedback when we're talking about accurate and constructive, you know, the old check mark doesn't go very far. You know, leaving suggestions on how to make changes. Like I do remember the circle with the confusing. And I'm thinking to myself, how is that confusing? It sounds great to me. What do you mean confusing? Right? With a question mark there, circled, making it seem like it's all wrong. And I, you know, if it was to say, can you reword this so it makes more sense to support your point? I might think, well, oh, okay. Now at least I got something that I can do moving forward. So the feedback there, I definitely wanted to make sure I spent a little bit of time here talking about how it must be accurate. I mean, you guys want to use red pens, use your pens. I never really cared a lot about that stuff. I do know that people associate that with all kinds of things, and they can continue to do so. What I would like instead is timely feedback given, making it a part of that process, therefore feedback given that actually makes sense and is appropriate for learning, for change, for modification, for growth, right? And I have heard of sometimes the overwhelmingness of what could be put on grades. I mean, be tasteful about it. If you take a look and you're trying to work on something with someone and you're always tearing up their papers, you're working on too much at once. You know, start a little smaller maybe and you'll find some growth through some steps. Let's talk about different types of assessments here, because I definitely want to get into formative assessments versus summative assessments. So formative assessments, we're talking about quick checks during the learning to guide instruction, right? I always talk to you guys about exit strategies within your lesson plan, probably the best way that you can issue a formative assessment daily for yourself and for your students. They could be short questions at the end of the lesson, whatever, right? Quizzes are also formative assessments, however you want to give a quiz. One of the things I used to really have fun with is I would take a piece of paper, have the students fold it into fours, and there would be four quarters of that paper. We would rip off a quarter of it and say, we're going to take a small quiz, right? And so they could only use that paper, which means they couldn't just go on and on with some of their responses. It was really hard to see the person next to them because it's so funny when I see these complaints about teachers saying that they have 30 kids in their class. Back in the day when we were teaching, we had 40, and it was nuts. And yet this is how we did it, so they wouldn't cheat. So think about that, right, with a formative assessment as a quiz. Think, pair, share, another cool one. Students discuss answers with peers before sharing with the class. You know, there, you always have your one of the teachers I've seen in a middle school not long ago would do this thumbs up, thumbs down, or you'd hold up your whiteboard with, you know, specific marks on it, checks, et cetera, and only the teacher can then see it. You know, those quick classroom checks for understanding, I think, are so undervalued, you know, and so these types of feedbacks that are live right then and there, you know, are pretty cool formative assessments that are definitely a part of the process. When we're talking about summative, we're talking about end of unit or course evaluation type assessment, a final exam, right? Traditional tests and exams, midterm, final. Right, you have your midterm, you go away on break. You have your final, and you go away for the summer. Multiple choice, short answer, and essay questions are usually associated with summative assessments because it determines right for wrong, and that's notoriously what we're looking for when we're talking about putting an end stamp on a chapter or a unit. But portfolios can also be summative assessments presented at the end of a semester or at the end of a year. A collection of student work showing progress over time delivered to a panel, absolutely a summative assessment. Performance assessments with regards to demonstrating skills or knowledge in real-world tasks, also summative assessments, like the ones that I was referring to earlier. And so research papers, of course, your perhaps most notorious summative assessment. So there are ways that although these really, the ones that we think about when we're talking about varying assessment with regards to portfolios and projects and things like those are also considered summative assessments. So, you know, if we were to utilize the project map, a timeline of when things are due, et cetera, then the end result of delivering or presenting that project is really more of a celebration than anything. And I'm okay with that if that's how you want to use it. But when we're talking about all things assessment on today's show, we're talking about formative assessments and different variations of them versus what summative assessments are and some different variations of those as well. I do want to go back and reiterate the importance of, you know, feedback with our assessments. You know, we'll get into further this week the potential of student choice, powering students through assessments. We'll take a look at some creative assessments as well as some peer and self-assessments as well. I also want to take a look at data and that role being used in assessment. And then, of course, refining and evaluation in collaboration with some tricks and tips that I'll give you guys on creating assessments that are really efficient and effective in your classes. So thanks for listening to today's show. I hope you enjoyed it and stay tuned for tomorrow when we dive into some data ways that we can give assessments and what to do with the data that we get from those assessments, some ways that we can create data-driven assessments, and some tips and tricks there in doing so efficiently. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening, you guys. Take care.